And as promise seekers, here comes that extra show. Rush Limbaugh as the OxyContinental. And don't forget, you're listening to WREK Atlanta 91.1 on your FM dial.
Program you are about to hear involves slap time funhouse with parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the church of subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and to cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Your mortal enemy is on the radio.
The Way Things Ought to Be, by me, Rush H. Limbaugh III.
I decided to make this recording to tell a little bit about myself and my radio show and one of the people who unknowingly provided me with the guidance and inspiration to better myself.
You want the surprise of your life? Take one of these pills.
My beliefs are my heart and soul, the essence of my being, and I never betray them or misrepresent them in the pursuit of narcotics. But if you must... He does, and he gets high as a result.
Excellent.
Otherwise, we wouldn't know of this enlightened and marvelous way of turning on.
Incredible!
Now, this is staggering.
Did I tell you? You know what's in this bottle? $1 million! $1 million!
I like that so much, I've stolen it from them. I now use it myself.
This could be a problem.
Don't worry. You're taking $1 million of these capsules.
Yeah, I see.
Well, I acquired it legally. You can be sure of that.
Doesn't add up.
You figure it out. When you multiply my dangerous vices by 1.5 million times, and then multiply that figure by my 20 years on the radio, you get a stunning number. 30 million. Now, I will admit to you that if they legalize the country's heroin that runs my corrupt empire, I will wither away, just like the communist empire did. The truth about this whole sordid man's life will eventually find its way into the mainstream press. And when it does, you who have supported and believed me will be embarrassed and shocked. Mark my words.
It seems to be wandering aimlessly.
To the contrary. For it is they, you see, because that's what they do.
Come on.
As I was preparing this production, I encountered a recurring problem. Nope. Again, no. Wrong-o.
Telephone.
Yeah. Raj, how are you?
I want country's heroin.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. And I got something really fantastic to show you.
Drugs?
Yeah, no, we'll expect you this Saturday.
To the contrary. Real efforts will do a lot more than false compassion.
I'll make a deal with you. I'll make a deal.
The nerve. I look for a deal every day, not just every Christmas.
If you be patient, then we'll take you away any place you want to go.
Nuts.
I have one word for such defeatism. Nonsense.
I'm right in the middle of a very important experiment right now. Anything that we've talked about is just between you and I, okay?
It's no big deal to me.
Now, you take this, and you can try and get some sleep. Okay, to go down?
Are
you just trying to get some sleep
on the
back?
Thank you, and may God bless you.
Remember, Custer, you've got to relax. The man is my best friend. I went to college with him. There was absolutely no problem with him.
So there it was, this unique blend of cocaine and heroin that I thought would make me popular. I wanted to be noticed and liked.
I just thought I had to do great shows. I was wrong.
Wow, that was a great show.
I never thought about why, and in truth, I was afraid of finding out. My fear was that the discovery would cause me to become a caricature of myself.
You are well known, sir, for your lenient stance on crime. But suppose for a second that your house
was ransacked by thugs. Your family tied up in the basement with socks in their mouths. You try to open the door, but there's too much blood on the knob.
What is your red question?
My question's about the budget, sir.
I don't know about you, but I like to have fun. I like drug abuse, especially country heroin.
Wow, that was a great buzz.
You know, he only has the mentality of about an 8-year-old.
Oh, really?
He'd suffered irreparable brain damage from lack of oxygen.
Wow, that was a great
rush. Oh, I will admit to you that I like to rob and kill mentally unbalanced hookers. I like really drugging radical feminist sisters, especially the elderly, after hours in the privacy of their own homes.
Whoa.
Ooh. Don't steal a shopping cart from the supermarket, but if you do, make sure nobody sees you. A little Indian lingo there.
Oh, I am at one with the tree.
The woman was so hopeless. Hell, we may as well go all the way into the trash dumpster.
Oh, boy, dirt!
Ooh.
Oh,
dumpster dining.
You.
Well, we could turn out the lights, sit down with an adult beverage, and just...
Look at that frog.
This demonstrates what should not be eaten out of trash dumpsters.
Oh.
You see, the dumpster toad secretes a hallucinogenic substance near the back of its head that can get you high if you lick it.
Maybe I should pick it up and lick it.
Go ahead and lick that frog.
I'm going to.
Well, nobody put that woman in the dumpster. She climbed in herself. You sleep in a trash dumpster, you run the risk of being crushed by a dumpster truck.
An adult male toad was observed during amplexus with an adult female toad. At least three factors appeared quite unique about this situation. First, the female was dead and had been for some time. It appeared as if she had fallen victim to a car. The limbs were already stiff, abdomen greatly distended, and the smell of putrefaction about her. Secondly, of course, it appears strange that the male should be so intent as to fail to observe the female's condition. Thirdly, the time and place we encountered this pair was unusual. It was at 1400 hours on a sunny afternoon, but even more interesting was the location, the middle of the road.
Well, guess what? A couple of days later, after the autopsy, it is learned that the person was drinking a cheap brand of wine called Free Hookers. And I was appalled. I was shocked. And I was fuming. I was livid. I was in awe. Upon returning to my program the following Monday, I walk into the studios and sit down behind that golden microphone.
Well, Herbie's on.
My critics are such dim-witted fools who feel it necessary to spoon-feed the public with the proper version and details of events, all the while denying that they do it. So long as something makes them look good, to heck with the facts, and with anyone who dares to defy them by exposing those facts. Point is that standards of right and wrong and basic decency must be established and must be maintained. If they are not, our one individual action multiplied many times can corrode the entire moral fiber of the country. Consider drug abuse. A lot of people say we should legalize cocaine and heroin. But the fact that people are going to ignore and break laws is not a valid argument for decriminalization. It's easy for people to say that if they shoot up on heroin, the only people they're hurting are themselves. But that's not true. If someone becomes an irresponsible human being and a worthless citizen, he is directly or indirectly affecting everyone else who is willing to live up to the responsibilities of citizenship. Drug abusers destroy their families. If we legalize these vices, we erode the societal support for prohibitions against crimes such as murder. Those who are drug or alcohol abusers are evil. They couldn't be considered normal. I'm talking about using tough love here. Might be a start at forcing them to confront the misery caused largely by their own behavior. People are going to have to start accepting responsibility for their actions, and I think it is incumbent upon all of us to be concerned about the values we transfer to succeeding generations. When we take actions that cheapen life, we're contributing to an overall decline in our society's moral values. Now tell me, who would do that kind of thing? I don't need to improve much in this area, but admit it, many of you people do. I'm proud, extremely proud of my accomplishments. They are significant, but you know, people often confuse the role callers play in a great talk show. The primary purpose of callers on my show is to make me look good.
Rock, how are you?
Here, finally, was someone on the radio saying what they felt, what they said to their friends and family.
My epic were, to say the least, intransigent.
But you do have another problem.
Now, you mentioned some woes there.
Don't you understand what it is I'm trying to do?
Nope.
Come on. I'm collecting money.
Money?
Yeah.
I was incredulous. The nerve. I don't let considerations of money dictate the level or manner of my performance.
Oh, honey, come on.
I don't say things on the air.
You taking those pills? I gave you some pills. Tranquilizers.
To the contrary, it's part of showbiz. No big deal to me. We have a $400 debt. With the money I've spent on drugs since the 1960s, I could have bought the entire assets of every Fortune 500 company, and still Rush wants more. You know it, I know it. And more importantly, they know it.
You did what?
You.
My friends, isn't this just typical? Another intelligent conservative here, railroaded by our liberal justice system, just like Colonel Oliver North, Officer Stacy Coon, and cartoon spokesperson Joe Camel. Well, I've had it.
Oh.
Got a hangover?
Many of you take things way too seriously in most cases, so come on. We should all laugh at yourselves. And if you can't laugh at yourself, laugh at me. They were rejoicing, to be blunt about it.
Damn you!
But that wasn't all. The audience thought this was some of the best entertainment they had heard on radio in a long time, particularly from a conservative.
You should call that radio station and let him have it.
Good idea.
People were going crazy over my latest lunacies.
Son Munster! Kill it!
As it turns out, I had underestimated just how liberal many people could be.
That's bad.
This gun!
Find him!
Find him!
Man, you must have been brewing some of that Jekyll and Hyde Joyce you sent here.
Yeah, well, at least we haven't found any more bodies.
There's nobody in the house.
Sheriff, the doctor's picked up the thing.
Okay. I'll lead off with the hounds. Now, if anybody sees it, don't go taking off after him by yourself. Let the rest of us know about it. Got that?
Right.
Okay, let's go. Come on.
Who could help Pete that big?
Offhand, there's only one person that I know of.
Yeah, but he ain't never hurt nobody.
No.
We've got to find Ross before he's discovered.
Pull him back on. It's just without morphine, the pain is just gonna really...
Zing!
You know we're gonna have to destroy him. Well, you owe him that much.
The best thing is to get rid of him, get a big stick, and hit him with it.
Practice of going out and getting one of these things and putting him into a billy, boiling it down and eating the residue, I think is absolutely repulsive.
Meanwhile...
If seen, notify your nearest local law enforcement agency immediately. He is male Caucasian, weight 560 pounds. He is extremely dangerous and may be armed. We now return you to the show.
A friend fixed up the radio.
I'm amused when opponents refer to me as the most dangerous man in America. Why am I dangerous? Simple. Because I am convinced that the rumor mongering against me was an 11th hour attempt to ruin my life. and I've never witnessed anything so despicable. Irrespective of the truth of the allegations that I sexually harassed Clarence Thomas, his reputation and career have been incurably degraded, and Clarence will test positive for an airborne phenomenon spread by conservative broadcasting. It's a win-win situation. Now, you figure it out. Now, I don't know about you, but I will abandon my principles for money. Sorry, but to be a prostitute is no big deal to me because I'm having fun being stupid. Hell, we may as well go all the way and then take a junket to some exotic Caribbean island with some lobbyists.
Call communications immediately.
I was impressed.
Yeah, I'll see this canceled all the way down the line.
Say we don't have enough beds for hookers. Well, we could.
Yes, ma'am, we stopped. We got in just under the wire.
Excellent.
Meanwhile, far below the Earth's surface...
The people say we don't have enough beds for hookers. Well, we could.
Got a bad hideout. Sometimes I think you even have brains.
Low pain threshold, eh? Perfectly normal.
He'll get better.
I'm for a booster.
Have you heard of frog licking? No!
I told you to stop asking me all those stupid questions, otherwise you're never going to eat. Right? Okay, let's go find something to eat. I'm hungry, imbecile.
Ooh, look at that frog.
You haven't switched from liquor to dope by any chance, have you?
Again, drugs? You figure it out. I mean, you gotta give these women a hand. To me, this illustrates what the polls have conclusively shown. The vast majority of American women didn't think sexual harassment is the most important issue of our time. Plus, they also think they can handle the situation themselves. Wrong-o.
Oh. Oh.
Whatever they got you on, cut the dough.
Let's look at some of the things that happened after the hearings ended. Well, the young woman brought forward compelling testimony on what happened.
Unfortunately, one day he put his theory into practice. It took 75 federal marshals to bring him down. Now let's never speak of him again.
Let the record show that the witness made the...
Okay. Now, as a conservative, I'm sick and tired of being accused of being heartless and cruel. I mean, if she were honest, she would admit that what she really wants is me in the womb.
Let the record show that the witness may be...
Okay. What? Tisk, tisk. You figure it out. Now, look at it in another and admittedly more provocative way. What if a man claimed the right to rape? Using the same principle found in the theory that it's his body, he has the right to choose. On my award-winning Thrill Pack program, the feminists have gotten the shaft.
And how?
Assuming that it has no direct bearing on your problem, are you embarrassed talking about your subversive activity?
I was incredulous. I'm just a harmless, lovable little fuzzball.
Quiet, you awful man!
Y'all laugh like that's a new one.
I am a political prisoner.
That can be arranged.
I think we've got a problem.
Hello?
And he hung up.
Meanwhile...
Telephone!
Yeah.
Do it! Get it done!
Oh.
I said, don't ask me how to do it. I don't want to be no part of no conspiracy.
Yeah, I see.
But however you do it,
to it and get it done now. Uh-huh. If it don't get done, then I'll move on it.
Right. Goodbye. What'd it say?
Buckle your seatbelts. Hang on, take notes, listen with your mind as well as your heart.
Something's gonna pop.
No, no, no. Bob, Bob, come in.
What?
Bob, I'm a hawk to you all. Our friend Bob.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, God, I've been misinformed. I need to get out of here.
Take it easy if I were you. Could be the boss would do a little skull massaging himself if he knew what happened. Maybe you just better forget the whole thing, if you're smart.
You know it, I know it. And more importantly, they know it. You figure it out.
What the hell is that we're getting high? Why don't you tell me why, oh why? I'm really innocent. They want me to group. And when they do, I'm better.
By God, I'll tell you something, friend. I have never been strung out in my life, except on heroin.
Wow, that was a great high.
Well, I was, you know, in this day and time, you can't even get something. By God, I'll tell you something, friend. I had three different sources of junk.
Wrong-o. I've stolen it from
you. I'm going to break your goddamn neck, you son of a bitch. That is damaging to myself and to my doctor.
And for a booster.
No more treatments. No more pain.
I know what it's like to be on the bottom.
Oh. Gorilla, there is no such thing as that gorilla. It's an hallucination.
The nerve.
Well, forget the whole thing.
Oh, I am one with the tree.
You have to promise me that this isn't going to happen this time.
To do drugs? No, not according to the law. Most people I know wouldn't lick a frog, even if it did give them a buzz.
Agreed.
Christ.
Thank you, and may God bless you.
So naive.
Paul Harvey's on.
Simple, because I am convinced that the most important thing is to just take drugs 1.5 million times. When people say we don't have enough country heroin for them. So what we need to do is eliminate laws, get rid of the police. That way there will be no paranoia, schizophrenia, or deep depression. That means I can be myself.
Well, he's even better. I agree. I like the human touch.
Is there anything to that story about that two-headed man stuff?
You know, sometimes too much imagination can destroy man, Deputy.
It's incredible how many things we
nonsense. The American people did that. I just helped amplify their drug abuse.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rush Limbaugh.
They say that I'm sleaze and elite.
racist.
You please, everybody disagrees with my rap.
It is rap.
I'm horrendous. I'm appalling. My ratings now are falling because I'm so full of bull, so full of crap.
Full of crap.
With condescending tribes making money, selling lies. You might say, everybody hates my guts.
Hates his guts.
I'm offensive, I'm a bigot, I'm a fraud. Can you dig it? I'm a sexist, racist, homophobic, fat, pathetic cuts.
I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
That's right.
I really am,
because I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
That's right.
You're being scammed.
I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
I don't care about the middle class, because I'm a fat conservative butthead with the face of a horse's ass.
He's a fat conservative butthead.
Hey,
with the face of a horse's ass.
I have a subhuman figure, a huge rear end. My brain? That's another story.
It's quite another story.
I have a face the size of a wash tub. And my ass is as big as Missouri. Yes!
This bastard is sick. He's a fat mom is big. And his ass is as big as Missouri.
Yes, Terry Bob.
Manipulating statements exaggerate the truth. I can't believe they hate my show inspires. It's not just because I'm stupid. It's not just because I'm scum. It's just because Republicans are liars. I am heartless. I am vain, insensitive, insane. They say that I'm a national disgrace. I am nasty, insulting, basically revolting. I'm a concentrated pile of human waste. Because I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
Hi, I really am, because I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
That's right. You're being scammed.
I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
I don't care about the middle class.
I'm a sick Republican sleazeball with the face of a horse's ass.
He's a sick Republican sleazeball with the face of a horse's ass.
They say that this is not about my vanity. They doubt my sanity. They think I'm nuts.
So nuts.
I am a cyst on the ass of humanity.
Ew.
New Republican slogan. Read my putts.
Read his butts.
From the bowels of
evil
comes the voice of Rush Limbaugh. In closing, let me say that each and every day, I'm an evil, rotten, egotistical snob.
Evil, rotten.
I'm the capo, the cop of Joe McCarthy-like Gestapo. The right-wing, foam-at-the-mouth, jack-booted slob. The democratic trashing. Years of liberal bashing with the equivalent compassion of a grommet.
Oh, a grommet.
With the IQ of a fig, I'm a fat, obnoxious pig. And the truth of the matter is, I'm vomit.
He's vomit.
Because I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
Hi!
I really am, because I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
Hi! You're being scammed.
I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
I don't care about the middle class, because I'm a fear-mongering scumbag with the face of a horse's ass.
He's a fat conservative butthead.
Hey, sick Republican sleazeball. Fear-mongering scumbag.
Oh.
Egotistical ass bite.
Yes.
Mean-spirited, hog-wallering fat conservative tuss.
With the face of a horse's ass. Making dildos, Rush!
As I bring this recording to a close, I would like to leave you with a request. And that is, are we really gullible enough to believe my words? Thank you, and may God bless you.
Wrong again, liberal media.
The most rewarding part was when he gave me my money.
Ah, there you have it, Seekers. Rush Limbaugh in the Oxycontinental. Edited by me, Reverend Susie the Floozy. That parody song was something I found on the internet just in time. And the Queers were in there with Next Stop Rehab. And we've got an operable theme tonight. Celebrities behaving badly. So tonight, Seekers, in more or less some sort of order, you're going to be hearing John Wayne drunk off his ass at USC, the abusive control freak Murray Wilson browbeating his sons and the Beach Boys in front of their friends, and some major studio goofing by Bing Crosby, and cartoon voices Don Messick and June Foray. Oh, you've heard them so many times it's not funny, but you've never heard them like this. Colonel Sanders is going to be in there inadvertently filming a commercial for Aricept. Tom Brokaw's going to be telling you about the NBC dope parties. William Shatner, Jack Palance, Zsa Zsa Gabor thrown in too. And, oh, interspersed throughout are clips from the infamous studio meltdown of the Trogs losing their minds and stabbing each other in the back over one lousy note. So, boy, are you in for fun tonight, Seekers. Enjoy.
My name is William Wayne. I don't know, this is so unimportant. I want to add anything that I can add to what he said about the fact that you guys are just... On the American side, geez, I don't know how, you know, it's so terrible that you don't know how to, there is no way to be a leader in Americana except you guys. You gotta control it. We haven't any chance. Naturally, things happen like at the Columbia University and at the other mother colleges. No, but really, it's when I went to school, I went to school at the University of Southern California. Let me explain something to you. When I went there, when there was a fella in control of the college, I mean, he was the boss man there. If anybody had walked into his office and torn down a picture and did excrement in his waste paper baskets, or had written lewd words on his the pictures of his family, we, as members of the college, would have kicked the goddamn hell out of this organization. I can't understand how it can happen in the United States of America that this can happen, and there aren't enough guys of your age to go up. I don't give a shit if you go to the school or not. You can't stand to have this happen. Oh, Christ, I'm not trying to talk for clapping. I'm trying to talk for you guys. You better start thinking. It's getting to be re-goddamn ridiculous. If you guys don't start thinking as men, we're going to have a lousy country. Jesus, I have had the chance to be with guys who are with things and against things. And, you know, Christ, you try as a human being to listen to both sides of everything. But there's no both sides anymore. They're just trying to wreck our goddamn country. It's time for you younger guys to take over. I don't know what the hell to do.
Help me, Rhonda, yeah.
Brian, you're coming in shrill. We're missing all of those. Help me, Rhonda, and Mike. We missed it all, okay? You're doing great, Al. Loosen up a little.
You put it down one time and we're going to figure out.
Carl gets the box. That was a very comfortable
tune. Keeps sounding good. Brian, you got a wonderful tune here. I'm sorry to yell. Al, loosen up a little more. I'll say sexy Rhonda more. Rhonda more soft and sexy. Mike, come on in closer on that mic when you're. You missed me.
Wow, how close that was.
Listen, Carl, ooh, better. Brian, you're awfully slow tonight, so soften it a little. We got it. Dennis, don't flat anymore. We got it.
Well, come back there and see if we're
right. That's what I've got to do that.
Okay. Jesus. Go ahead. How's Linda?
Now let's hear it. That's Let me good. Do it one more time. Do it one more time.
Got it, okay. Now loosen up and be happy. Be happy. Ooh. Be happy.
Okay, I'm happy. I am so happy. You can't believe it. I'm so happy we're only doing one song.
When you see
Here we go. Duplicated like last time, huh?
Brian. Fellas, I have 3,000 words to say. Quit screaming and start singing from your hearts, huh? You're doing fine, Al. Watch your oohs. Come in on the low notes mic. Carl, ooh, you're Come on. Dennis, you're flatting. Okay, Mike, you're flatting on your high notes. Let's go. Let's roll. So you're big stars. Let's fight, huh? Let's fight for success. Okay, let's go. Now loosen up. Hey, be happy. Forget the people in there. Turn the lights out in this room. Turn the lights out in this
idea.
Room.
It's a great idea.
They see so many people here. Okay, fellas, you got any guts? Let's hear it.
Dad, only 82 words.
Don't. I said 3,000. Come on, Brian, knock it off.
95.
You guys think you're good? Let's go. Let's go. Fellas, as a team, we're unbeatable. Let's go. You're doing wonderful, Al. Enough. Let's go. Forget it. I'll leave, Brian, if you're going to give me a bad time. Let's go. Let's go. I don't care if it does. Let's go. Come on. You got any guts? Let's see it. I don't care how many people are here.
I got 1 year left, and your big loud voice is killing me.
I'm sorry I'm yelling. Okay, let's go. Loosen up, Al. Watch your flatting. Let's roll. Happy. Loosen it up, fellas.
Come on, let's see them bells. Okay. Boys. Come on.
I got their boat. Roll it, Jack.
I can't take it.
So, okay, Audrey and I leave, okay?
No.
All just I ask roll. Is you just put the roll in, Chuck. About 500 feet away.
Sorry, I forget.
Something's wrong with the recorder, man.
Hey, Chuck, stop it. That ain't fix the recorder, man. I wish somebody would stop it when I say...
He's trying to fix the recorder.
Oh.
Al, come in 2 inches, about an inch and 3/4, or 2 inches closer. Come on, Al. You're either coasting, either sing out loud or come in 2 inches, one of the two, and enunciate. When you sing Rhonda, make it sexy and soft. Rhonda, you look so fine. Okay? Let's go. Brian, so you're Doug. Okay, let's go. Sing from your hearts.
Al, don't worry about it. Think of Mary Sue.
Come on, roll it.
And here with the
roll it.
Mike, are you playing that this time, or are you just gonna the tambourine? Is it going on tape now? Or what?
No.
That's all I know.
Jeez,
we haven't even been recording our normal 13 hours,
couldn't
we?
Okay. Al.
Mhm.
Good job.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, your voice is shrilling through everybody. Carl, we can't hear Carl. We can hear Dennis, but we can't hear Mike. We can't hear Mike, and we can hardly hear Al.
Okay, now wait a second.
Me?
Which means that
we're locked in together. So Al has, Brian, Carl has to sing louder. You have to back off 3 inches, Brian. Your voice is too shrill on this harmony kick. Okay, Al. Sing from your heart. Al, Brian, Mike, we can hardly hear you. So come in a little more on your low notes, okay? We don't have a blank. Can we hear a chord? Just a chord like we used to. When you used to sing clear records, okay? Let's go. Mike, you're too close on your low notes. Kyle, come in a little. Mike, you back off. We got the blend, okay? Dennis, watch your flatting, dear. Okay, Al, loosen up and we got it. This is going to be a hell of a hit. Let's go. Loosen up. Loosen up a little. So, Dad, Brian, I'm a genius too. Let's go, huh?
Turn down his playback thing because it's my ears going out.
I'm sorry. The mic's too close. Got it? Is that better?
That's a lot better.
Much better.
Just come in a little, Mike, but watch your low notes, okay? Brian, forget who you are, will you? Let's go. Let's roll. No one can hear what I'm saying because it's too far away from the mic.
That's where it's at. What?
Come on, guys.
Carl, can I hear your part? I can't even hear you, dear. I
have
three parts, three notes. Well, come on in and sing it. Then you've been loafing for 2 hours.
Come on in the door, Carl.
What's the matter? You made too much money, buddy?
No.
Let's sing from your heart. So let's go.
All right. Sing from your pocketbook.
I know you're not talk this way much, but I'm your father. Come on, fellas.
Let's go.
Al's doing a fantastic job. Dennis and Mike and Brian Shrill. But let's come on.
Help me get her out of my heart. She's beating so fast,
it's
not on my lip. Help me, Rhonda. Help me,
Rhonda. Loosen up, Al. Help me, Rhonda. Bang, okay. Syncopated. And then sexy on the run after you go into work.
Syncopated. Syncopated. All right, you got a deal.
Craig, me.
Okay.
Mike, I'm sorry.
Now wait a second. Let's keep... Go ahead now. Say what you
want to
say.
All we needed was Al to loosen up. Dennis was flatting. Mike was flatting on his high notes.
Yeah.
We need help.
Who needs help?
We need the honest projection that we used to have.
You want to have
when
like
you
a
guys
497,
get too much.
Right?
When you guys get too much money, you start thinking you're going to make everything a hit.
Well, now, let me ask you this.
Come on now.
I just want to make sure this is on tape.
This is an absolute insult.
Well, you're doing the same to me.
You're
20 people.
Okay.
Let me see. What else have we got?
I'm sorry. I'll never help you guys mix another thing.
Why?
Because you don't appreciate the good help Chuck Gritz and I have given you. You
don't
took
appreciate
a beautiful
the help.
Gift, and then you guys start coming off.
Okay.
Now, listen, let me tell you something.
Yes.
When you guys get so big that you can't sing from your hearts, you're going downhill.
Downhill.
Downhill. Let's go, darling. I'm sorry. Give me the kitten.
I'm sorry.
So Al was too loud, but we wanted to make him sing with confidence. He needs it.
That doesn't make him sing with confidence. He can't hear you turn the knob.
Well,
so.
I'm sorry. I have too much in. Where's my phone?
Huh? I don't want to get the
Son, I'm sorry. I protected
50-50
you.
50-50 world, Mother.
I protected you for 22 years, but I can't go on if you're not going to listen to an intelligent man. Against many people that tried to hurt you.
Are you going now?
I am. No. This is all awfully unfair for you to...
Are you going or staying? I don't know.
It's going what you want. If you want to fight for success, I'll go all out.
No, I don't. We don't do that.
You think you got it made?
No, we don't.
Son?
We would like to record on an atmosphere of calmness.
I love you. My mother loves you.
We like to relax.
First of all, you should never have all these people here.
Second of all, they're not saying anything. You're the one who's talking.
You forget to sing from your hearts. Carl, Dennis was flatting. Mike was flatting on his high nose. Al was tight. Okay. I try to give you tips, and you think because you have a few hits, you got it made. Son, success is never comes easy. You have to fight for it all the time.
What quotes you in English?
And son, remember this. You always have to fight for success because it comes from your heart. Success never comes from a phony singing for money. You have to sing from your heart.
Go tell Johnny Rivers that. Not
I don't care who you tell. Dale, Capitol Records, anybody. You sing from your heart. Forget it. I'm sorry, dear. We'll never come to another recording session. Carl, I'm so sorry.
I'm not talking to you.
The kid got a big success. He thinks he owns the business. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, dear. I'm sorry. I'm with Capital Bryce sees booms because you can't compete with the brains that are trying to hurt you.
Okay.
Please remember that you can only... I'm sorry. I can't talk anymore. You can only fight from the bottom of your heart. When you forget to sing from your heart, you do it, but the other guys are coasting.
Why don't you go tell Dennis that? Or who's not singing
for it?
Who's not singing?
The guys are coasting. Chuck and I used to make one hit after another, and... In 30 minutes.
Times
you guys take 5 hours to do it.
Times are changing.
You know why? Because you guys think you have an image.
Times are changing.
Don't ever forget.
Times are changing.
Honesty is the best policy, son. Right, Mike? You know what I'm talking about, Mike. We've had our differences.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Forget your image as your producer, dear. You can live for 200 years if you grow. Okay, forget it.
Castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. Sang the wrong melody, we'll play it back. See what it sounds like, hey, hey. They cut out 8 bars, the dirty bastard. And I didn't know which 8 bars he was gonna cut. Why don't somebody tell me these things around here? Holy Christ, I'm going off my nut.
It's brushing.
Oh, run it ahead, run it ahead. There's two voice people whose freak is they can't make it unless they hear some other kind of voice. You see, you know the takeoff and the old joke, you can't think of anybody else either.
Oh, God.
So one guy, his freak is he's got to be bawling Porky Pig. And the woman's got to be bawling John Wayne, you know. So you hear those two voices.
You've got to start off. You've got to start off slow. No. Start off.
Yeah. Move your arm. Move your arm over. Your arm okay?
Great, Groovy. It's not working. It's not working. I don't think I love you anymore.
Why?
I don't know. You're different.
Don't talk. You're really alone.
Dude, change your voice. Your voice.
What?
Change your voice.
Well, who do you want me to be tonight?
We'll be John Wayne.
What scene will we do?
Red River. Red River.
You're not taking that hurt.
I agree, it is a good song. But it f***ing won't be unless we spend a little bit of f***ing thought and imagination to f***ing make it f***ing number one. You've got to put a little bit of f***ing fairy dust over the bastard, you know, like a, you know.
Oh, put some fairy dust over the side of the tie.
I'm a fairy dust. You know what I mean? It's you know. I don't know what it needs, then, but I know that it needs...
I know that it needs strings. That I do know.
Right.
Take one.
Quiet, please.
Recording.
I go again. I found a way to cook.
Take two.
I found a way to cook extra crispy. Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different. And yet it's just as tender and tasty. No. And it's just as finger licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy. And I'll get it now. I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy, real crispy chicken crust. Yet it's entirely different. No.
This will be Wild Lines 30, take one.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Start again.
He said cut it.
Go ahead.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. Yet tender and juicy. Is that it? Yeah.
Take two.
Colonel, if you read it.
Okay, we're recording.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe.
Take three.
It's entirely different. But every bit. Yes. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me get that scratched off of there and quit looking at it.
Look out, for when you see his lantern shine, that's the time to jump right up and shout, help, oh Jesus Christ, I blew the time, and I'm the dirty son of a bitch when Jimmy Valentine.
Now, research has told me that you used to throw beer and pretzel parties for your staff when you were number three. Now that you're number one, is it champagne and caviar?
Actually, we've tried to go beyond that. There's some high-grade dope that we've imported from Colombia, and we let everybody score. But we just put it out there on the table and take whatever they want.
It's the same thing as by the book. It's a different melody, and it's exerting different pressures upon it. I don't even have the mind to think about how wrong it is, but I can't. We're not getting it.
Guys, the problem is that you're trying to support one extra syllable in the space, you know, where there was one less the other time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You got to find a place to tuck that syllable that's rhythmically correct. And we ain't doing it.
Just keep doing it until we get it. There's something wrong, okay? I'm not fretting to
get another in and time.
Okay. Tell me
just
how we do.
Think of that.
It. Tell me
one
how...
good turn deserves another. Just
oh,
get
that's
it,
it
in time.
That's it.
I don't have the answers. There is room
well, I'm looking for one.
I have another thing to try.
Good.
Okay, try this rhythm. One, two, three, four. One good turn deserves another.
See, that takes the whole...
One good turn deserves another.
One good turn deserves another.
Now you're changing the song.
Now they're changing the whole.
Good.
So it's got to be the same release as the second time.
Okay, so we won't even try it. So we'll go.
You have one extra syllable.
You have another is the extra thing. Instead of by the book deserves another. Then don't do it. I don't want somebody who doesn't want to try to do it.
No, see, the difference is the producer suggested a part, and you said
I don't like that idea.
Okay, but don't talk to
there's
me.
There's nothing
about
wrong
it.
With one good turn. Oh,
there's nothing wrong with it. We would have it by now. I'm not trying to cut into personalities or win victories here for my own ego. I'm trying to find a part, and we're struggling on the other thing. So let's try the producer's new idea to see if it works, for God's sake.
That's not the same release.
Good, it might be better. Until you try, you don't know, do you? One good turn deserves another is funky anyway. I mean, it's visual and it's fun, but you don't. But it's got to. But then come up with the words that have the same syllabic, mathematical value.
The whole point is to go one good turn deserves another, 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 another. It's got to echo right in time. That's the purpose of that line.
Right. It's really claustrophobic, right? It's not.
It can be performed. It's just a matter of getting it right. If it takes some time, that's the idea.
Oh, forget it. If you want to try a new idea, do you want to stick with the old one?
I want us to get the old one.
All right. Now, what do you want to do, Al?
Let him go if he thinks he can get the other one right. I don't think so, but if that's how I can prove it to him, I'll do it.
Let's do it. That's a super white phrase. Super, super.
I'm a white man.
Super intellectual, but it's not a white tune. It's not a white part.
It was written by a white man, it's sung by white men, it's played by white
people.
Doing
it. I feel intellectually
like,
speak.
I feel I would be remiss if I didn't point this out to you. Those are five syllables.
One good turn deserves another. It's just another. What and.
That extra beat
is killing it.
It's out of time.
It's not out of time. It's adding an and on top of
the words.
Like it's supposed to echo. One and.
Everybody shut up, okay? The and is not in any one of those other bars.
Well, it's not supposed to.
Your argument is to do it the same way each time for consistency. You're pissed anyway.
No,
you
no. You my argument is to come in the same. All I want this one to go is to another, another, another,
I give
another.
I give up. Do it until he's happy or until it doesn't happen.
I like the new melody. Kill it. In comparison.
One good turn deserves another, 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 another. Boom. I don't care about the melody.
But that phrasing is one of the only ways I can figure to make it switch.
Let's try that phrasing.
Same, you guys, you're not changing. All you're changing is the front part. One good turn deserves another. Another is an exact same spot, you guys.
No, you're not changing anything.
You're being inexorable. Okay, count. I'll do it. I'll count it for you.
Let someone count.
Sing your part. One good turn deserves another.
See? That's not where the echo is, though. The echo is on another, another.
Whether the echo is going to have another or another.
Every time you stop, oh, okay. No.
Now you're not, if I get a little bit of cooperation.
Now
you're being sagacious, man. And don't come off with that crap with me. You're pretending like you know what's going on. You have not tried the man's lines here. It might work in one take.
I don't like to change the
line. The man is the producer. You have to try the line. You should. If you don't have
to. Problem, just take out deserve. One good turn gets another or something.
Quiet, please.
That real crusty, real what kind of damn?
Crispy crust.
It's really different. Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe and my new extra crisp.
Crispy.
New extra crispy. I thought I said that.
Wasn't.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. It's entirely different. It every bit is finger-licking good, you see. No, every bit of his finger-licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down to get that real crispy crust some folks like. I better do that again, honey.
Yes.
All right. Cut. You don't want me to sing, do you, for Christ's sake?
No one hears my serenade. What the hell happened to me, son of a bitch?
What's the melody?
Back up to line 149 and 151. To read those again, have fun with them. The void is starting to affect you, and your pale fellow well met.
Please don't tell me how to do it. It's sick of me. Sulu, check up. Spock, sabotage the system. Spock, restore the atmosphere. Spock, sabotage the system. I wish I knew what to do. Observations, Mr. Spock.
Okay, so we have line 193 again with sabotage.
I don't say sabotage. You say sabotage. I say sabotage.
Now, look, we're going to do this for a little while, and that's it. Because I am not going to do it the way you want. I will never be able to do it your way. I can only do it my way. Wait a minute, lady. I'm not doing it any way other than the best that I can do. And if you are not satisfied with my best, then that's too f***ing bad. So we're going to have to reach a solution or a resolution very soon. You cannot keep telling me what you think is the better thing, the better thing, the better thing, because I don't even know who the hell you are. And after 50 f***ing years in this business, I'm not going to take all the interpretations from you. You asked me to do this. You didn't tell me that I was going to have to sit here and take all of these goddamn directions from you. You didn't tell me that, did you? Which I'm doing now. So let's do this thing and know that we are getting close to burnout.
We're rolling. This is the good one. Take five.
Most folks
have heard about it. All right, that's good. Good, very nice.
That's why folks call it finger licking good. I'm not getting anywhere with this damn thing.
Okay, fine.
And darling, I love this seats with corduroy.
Wait,
headmarkers? Mm-hmm. Wait a second, don't do that. They let him do it from there. I can't do the goddamn commercial. I have a claustrophobia. I don't work like this.
Right.
Why didn't you put it on my head?
Hey.
I don't wish to work like this.
I haven't done the other thing.
Okay, are you gonna try the f***ing part that the producer came up with, or are you gonna stalemate the evening like a juvenile buffoon?
I'm stalemating it. If you don't think it can be done, then don't try.
He is the producer. Will you listen to him?
Argument. I'll try.
That is the damn argument.
My problem is you.
No,
you know what? You don't think it can be done.
You're so blind right now.
I got two people that would be glad to get to try it both ways. I'm not against trying it, but I don't like when you come around and say, I can't do it. Or give me
my
this,
thing,
this is just
this
not
moment
gonna work. My argument goes up to the Lord and stays there, because I don't want to talk to you. All right? Because I don't like trying both ways, but I don't want to work with somebody who turns on after every take and says, this just isn't going to work.
I go to hell for that line, because I didn't say that after every line, and that's a line.
If you stuck to that, that is a
I'm not going to sit here and try all night.
But I will try with everybody's cooperation. If nobody's going to cooperate, then I won't bother with it.
You're just coming off with some routine.
No, I'm not.
It's so phony.
I'm not.
You didn't want to try his line. You didn't want to try his line, and now you're going to try it. But the attitude's wrong.
I'm just frustrated after spending enough time on that way. And he is too. So I said, let's try the line. But you don't want to. You've gone through like half an hour.
Why don't we do the line now?
Skip it.
Okay, what's the, Al, what's the melody?
One good turn deserves another.
Now, the echo works fine. It's just that...
It's just in a different
place. This line doesn't have the same impact as the other ones come in very...
Yeah, but we grabbed this one and it sounds real tight, man. And it's like
it's tight.
It looks...
It's kind of a climax.
I
did it. It's done. Unless you... Arguing. If we're gonna do it this way, there's gotta be a higher melody to it. It's just not as good as the other ones.
I think it's every bit as good. It's emphatic and locked. It locks it all down into a very accessible melody that anybody can sing.
Whatever. I don't care.
It's real, it's tight, as tight as the other ones, I'll tell you that much.
What's wrong with
him?
Al?
Yeah?
Can I try getting mine, see if we can get it right?
I don't think you're going to have the cooperation or
They all sing, they all make.
This melody is so natural.
It's just not the way these come in.
That's real unnatural anyway. Third, root seven.
Yes.
Call it a night.
I'd like to try it.
Saying, I don't think that everyone is in the right frame of mind to give it what you want right this second.
All right. Anything else we're supposed to do on our song list?
The light. I think the night is over.
All right.
As I bring this recording to a close, I would like to leave you with a request, and that is,
go ahead and lick that frog.
Have the principal and the school nurse demonstrate to every couple how to lick frog, and then observe them to ensure they do it right. Hell, we may as well go all the way. In fact, what they ought to do is find diseased hookers and bring them in. Teach a little supply and demand. Thank you, and may God bless you.
And good night from me, Seekers.